I had gotten married in when? 2008, with my then boyfriend in Turkey, and it was his idea to immigrate. So he did the entire application thing. Like he applied. I wasn't sponsored by him, but he was nice enough to fill out another application for me. So yeah, it's very interesting. If it hadn't been him, I probably would not even consider applying for immigration or leaving Turkey. I wasn't there in my mind. I find this very interesting from looking from where I'm standing now. I find myself really like naive or almost irresponsible for not even seeing how big this move is, because I was and still am an adventurous type. So I thought, oh, this is gonna be cool, let's try. But it wasn't that cool or something to try, just like an adventure. So anyway, we because he applied, we ended up moving by the end of 2011, and we moved, like we immigrated directly to Vancouver, basically because of the weather and because we had two people we knew in Vancouver. The job scene here in Canada is pretty different. Not here in Canada, like to be specific, actually in Vancouver. The kinds of jobs available to people who are newcomers did not match our skills or our expectations or our skills in terms of education or, you know, backgrounds, basically. So it was really hard to scale things, to see what's possible, what's not possible. Like, am I wasting my time? Why am I doing this? So very existentialist situations rise up. With him, he had gone to school for college in the States, and he had a master's degree from England. So, and to be pretty straightforward, we were like really well-educated people in Turkey. So that brings a lot of privilege that you don't know once you're embedded in your own city, your country. So that was a shock, like to get out of that comfort zone and to see that you're no one or you're not actually as worthy. Or all these things are, of course, open to questioning, like what is worth, what's value, who gives it to you, you know?